Mark Hamrick's here, senior economic analyst, the Washington bureau chief at Bankrate. Bankrate.com is the website. Regularly appears on the Wintrust Business Lunch from Washington, D.C., but he's in Chicago today. Hey, Mark.
Great to be with you in person. I feel like, what pandemic?
I know. You and I have spoken many times. This is the first time we've laid eyes
That's
on each
right.
other.
It's a real pleasure.
You're a very handsome man.
God bless you.
Well, you were on TV just a little while ago.
We're in town to talk to friends like you and others and talk about subjects that are of importance to Americans and people around Illinois and Chicago, and that's what the economy is doing, what are the possibilities for their personal finances, and so these are topics that people seem to be interested in talking about.
You were on our sister company, News Nation, talking to them probably about the Fed chair and his patience with interest rates.
Yes, yes.
Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I think that inflation has obviously been more persistent, as the chair might say, bumpy or sticky. And that is something that, you know, consumers don't love, and for good reason. And so I know we can get in trouble. I'll put it on me. I can get in trouble when we'll say things like the economy's strong, the economy's robust, it's resilient. And essentially the counter of that is, what about inflation? What about prices? And the answer is true. We're still talking about 1/5 of buying power having been stolen by inflation going back to January of 2020. And as you and I were discussing before the break or during the break, probably many of those prices are going to be persistently high. So the only thing we can hope for is we do see some deflation in perhaps continuing in the goods area. We have seen that in food lately, where if you look at the consumer price index, about half of the categories of food were higher, about half were lower. But they're still, you know, people really gravitate to where the prices are high and don't necessarily celebrate the bargain, because they don't feel like overall they're getting a bargain. And so, you know, we just need to continue to have wage gains, and hopefully down the line we'll split the difference.
Wages are outstripping inflation right now.
Yes, yes, that's a positive.
So a robust economy is the enemy of these inflation of these interest rates, right?
To some level, because
I mean, don't
yes.
we want a robust economy? What is a strong economy mean? Because that's always described as the enemy to inflation or to the Fed's efforts to lower interest rates. So what does it mean, a robust economy?
Well, to break it down, I think it's the ability of individuals and households to maintain employment, to get some wage increases, to put some money away. We know Americans are chronically undersavers. And so when you have inflation and you're not getting the wage gains previously to keep pace with those prices, we know people have been leaning more and more on debt.
But you're describing the problem. I'm asking you, a robust economy sounds like a good thing.
Yes.
What is good about the economy right now?
Oh, well, unemployment running at below 4% for more than 2 years, longest stretch since the 1960s. The U.S. economy is the best performing economy in the world
Our
right
GDP
now.
GDP is as good as any nation in the Western world, in the world.
Yes. And relative to Europe, for what it's worth, our inflation's running lower. And of course, we produce a lot of great things in this country. And so we're closer to where production occurs. We have the breadbasket of the United States. We have energy supplies that we provide. We're not entirely self-reliant in a globally connected economy, but we do produce a lot of the things we need.
Okay, so what's so bad about all of that?
Well, what I would say is that none of that produced inflation per se. We know supply chain disruptions and mismatches between supply and demand created this inflation. And I would say we're still in the process of trying to get the economy back to a version of normal. And slowly but surely, I think we're getting there when we're talking about, for example, the consumer price index year over year increase of 3.5% having recently just ticked up a little bit. It's unusual to have unemployment this low for so long. And so, you know,
would the fix raise unemployment? Would people lose their jobs?
We don't wish for unemployment to resolve inflation, much the same as we don't wish for a recession to cause lower mortgage rates. So I just think we want something that's a little closer to in between, and probably we'll get that because, to your initial point, Federal Reserve officials are signaling that they will keep their benchmark interest rate higher for as long as it takes to keep inflation coming down. And in the sense that we've gotten some disappointing numbers of late, that means higher rates for longer. You and I have talked a sufficient number of times that you know that we will continue to point to the opportunity to seize higher yields in savings accounts, which are going to be around for a while. We're talking about 4 and 5% annualized yields.
Guaranteed.
So, yeah, that's a great thing.
Hmm. So I wonder what the numbers are then, because if these things are kind of on either end of the scale, what to you is the ideal inflation rate and maybe unemployment mm-hmm. rate or interest rate? I mean, mm-hmm. I wonder where is that Goldilocks
well,
zone?
Well, I would just go to the Federal Reserve's mandate, which was prescribed by law, and they've dithered around with it a little bit and made some fine-tuning. But, you know, they look for inflation to be at a 2% level that they think is associated with...
is that 2.0?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yes.
2.0?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they'll be happy with 2.1 or 1.9. The reality is, for many years going into the pandemic, the Fed was undershooting its inflation target of all things, and there was a fear that was emblematic of a certain lack of productivity and strength in the U.S. economy. So, it's a little like trying to make sure that we stay in shape and have a good diet and keep exercising. We're probably never going to be perfect on that. And you are, and Pete is in the booth in there, but I won't be. But we just like to have something that's a little better balanced and consistent with what we know is a little more optimal.
If it's 2% inflation, what would the 30-year fixed mortgage be? What would the Fed benchmark rate be?
Very difficult to say because lower. I think that's a safe bet. The reality is, and I was just talking about this with someone essentially on the street earlier today, where we've been with mortgage rates recently with the 30-year fixed at 7% is actually pretty close to what is the historical average. It is unfortunately that we had the experience of 2.95 and 3% in the early days and before the pandemic. And so, you know, that's caused a huge dent in housing affordability along with a persistent
right.
rise in prices.
Well, then why doesn't the Fed just roll the dice, lower that a little bit? What would be so bad if they did?
Well, obviously right now they have a target on the back of inflation, and they regard, first of all, that would raise inflation. That's what they think, yeah. Yeah.
Keep going. I'm sorry. Yeah. I cut
no,
you
it's
off.
All good. So, and they have essentially checked the box off on the other part of the dual mandate, that dual mandate being stable prices and maximum employment, that they've had unemployment as low for as long as they have. They are pleased with that, but they also don't want to do damage to that. So they don't want to do anything that's going to cause unemployment to rise to, let's say, 5% or higher.
Mark Hamrick's here, senior economic analyst. You may have seen him on News Nation at Bankrate.com. So what do you guess now? 2 rate lowers this year?
I mean, that's as fair a guess as any. I just feel like, you know, there are so many sources of uncertainty right now that to have a high level of confidence on these predictions is to sort of need to have a beer and a shot beforehand, not literally, but figuratively. And so what I think you do is you say, I think this is what the risks are. And I think, obviously, when we had previously been told by FOMC officials that 3 would be the expectation before we got the most recent unpleasant news on inflation, you probably dial that back a little bit. Maybe it's sort of between 2 and 3, but we just have to get through probably the next 3 to 4 months of inflation data and however global events turn out to see how that goes.
Yeah, which are hard to predict. Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst, Washington Bureau Chief at Bankrate.com. Normally heard on the Business Lunch. He's in town and swings through. Nice to see you.
Such a pleasure, John. Thank you so
much. Likewise. We sure enjoyed your thoughts.